This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Neuro Gum, functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 684. 684.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Drinking coffee?
Tea. Drinking some tea, Matt. I'm recovering from a wedding weekend for a friend, and it was crazy.
She got out of control.
It got a little nuts, but it's all good. It was fun.
It's all about.
They said I do. Life is good. You know what life is not good for?
What?
Fucking Chicago Bears.
Look at you wearing the hat.
I gotta represent. I'm trying to will them to another victory. I feel like we're not gonna win any more games. It's bad. The offense can't score points. You can't win games if you can't score points.
Really?
You gotta be able to score some points.
That's a good point.
Give us like a couple of touchdowns, you know, maybe 2-3. But I mean, how many?
I mean, some of the receivers, the ball hit them in the hands and they like just fucking dropped them. Perfect passes. Like, it's tough, but I mean, you got Cole Kmet. You might want to throw a ball to him once a game. I don't know. And the general consensus just on the internet is they need to fire fucking everyone. We're already back to fire everybody.
Well, I'm not a fan of this play calling. I think there's some weird decisions being made. They had Williams in at the end of the game and he got banged up a little bit. Like, he limped off the field. Like, why are we in the game in the last few in garbage time when you put the backup dude in? That guy's pretty good. You know, let him get some reps. What are we doing?
Trying to get him fucked up. They have no common sense. I didn't even like what Eberflus was saying when they were interviewing him after halftime. He's coming back on the field, just like so not into the game. There's just no fire in that fucking guy. That's why, again, I go back to, you need a Gruden or a Belichick. You need someone, or Ditka. Can we dig him up? Where is he at?
Yeah, I'm in for that.
We need crazy, because there's just fucking no life in this team. No. It almost seems like they're quitting, and I'm quitting on them right fucking now.
I'm not quitting.
I'm out.
I'm still in.
Good for you. Bears, I'm out. Bears. I'm out on them. I'm
I just joined last year. Like, I'm like, I love the Bears, and now they suck. Maybe I'm bad luck. And the Lions, who used to be my team, are world beaters.
They're really good.
What's happening?
They're really good.
Apparently, I can't root for
anything. It's hard to root for anybody else in this division. And
yeah,
it's just sucking my will out of Chicago sports. Like I was just saying, like, I think I'm done with the Bears. I turned them off again because I went through three quarters. I said, I'm out. I can't do this. This is fucking bullshit. And Blackhawks, I can't even see them because there's no deal with Comcast. So guess what, Blackhawks? I'm fucking out too. I'm fucking out on Chicago teams. I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm just going to start playing video games. I'm gonna be a pro gamer.
Do it. I like it. How's the Call of Duty treating you?
It's on point. Okay. I haven't tried the zombies yet, but...
Oh, it has zombies? That's cool.
Yeah, it's good. And again, I always judge if I can fucking still be in the top, like I'm usually number one or number two on a team, mostly number one, which is kind of shocking. And even using like the bullshit gun, like I'm using the long machine gun. I'm fucking old school. I just like get a point and then pepper the fucking people trying to come in.
You do.
Yes. I'm just auto fire. Because I know where they're coming. But anyway, it's good. It feels balanced. I don't feel like I'm getting cheated. There might be a couple games where I have rubber bullets. I'm like, I am fucking shooting you in the head and you're not dying. But
yeah,
for the most part, it feels good. And that's what it's all about.
Should we talk a little UFC?
Sure.
Or MMA?
I can start with the one thing. I just want to mention one thing from the fights this weekend.
Derek Lewis was supposed to fight, and he had to pull out with like some kind of weirdo injury that I don't think I've fully heard of what he had. But Jasmine, whatever her last name is, started with a J. She gave a shout out to Derek Lewis in her post-fight interview in the cage, saying, "My balls was hot," as she was playing with her shorts. Oh, and man. DC's like, so good on her. I like that.
That's funny. Yeah, too bad he had to pull out.
Yeah. He was fighting, I don't even fucking know who, right? It was weird. That's all I have about that one.
Well, okay, speaking of pulling out, I got some Bilal Muhammad news. Like, he's in the hospital right now. Here he is on Instagram, getting a little work done, hanging out. They're doing some surgery. And what's happening with him is he's got this nasty bone infection. Hopefully that's not too gruesome to show. That middle toe there, that doesn't look like it's supposed to.
But why aren't they lancing that and having it fucking drained? That looks like it was a pop, like a zit.
Yeah, they are. That's what they had to do. They had to IV in his arm, and they put a PICC line, and then they did a bunch of stuff to the foot. The bone is infected somehow, you know? So I don't think he can fight on that. They could just chop the toe off, I guess, but.
Yeah, but then that's going to fuck your balance. Yeah. At least it's not the big toe. It's like a middle. I don't know.
True.
That's wild.
It is wild.
Speaking of that, someone did a cool edit to the fight that happened last week, and hopefully this won't get copyrighted. This was the Max Holloway Topuria fight, mm-hmm. but they did it in a like an anime style. Anime.
Okay.
No sound. Everyone looks the same, but it's pretty
cool.
Fucking.
I like that a lot. That's really cool.
So then you'll get that shot that drops him. Like, I wish they could do this, and maybe this could be the way to get around like showing the finishes, is someone fucking does a real good, clean edit of it like this. Oosh. I mean, their faces don't look right, but hey, whatever. They all look the same.
It's a good they do. That is pretty cool.
I don't know who created that, but kudos to them.
Well, I'm speaking of Holloway. He's talking about, he's been on a bunch of places chatting about his career. And at first he was talking about like, I'm done. And then he's talking about I'm done at 145. He wants to go up to 155.
Okay.
So I think he's a little confused about all that. And I want to get your take on this. Like, you think he's going to do okay 155?
Well, like, it's tough at 45 because he's just lost too much to the champions or people who used to be champions. So a new weight class is fine.
Going up, eating a little more. You said he's going to take some time off and travel with his wife and just kind of take it easy and get back at it. So
I'm okay with this. Just give him favorable matchups maybe to start.
Yeah.
Don't just top three, maybe top 10, maybe number 10 to start with. Because he fucking KO'd Gaethje. So, I mean, he can handle himself at 55.
I think so too.
So, we'll see. I saw Michael Bisping made a post. I guess he's been having like back issues for years, and he made a post, and I had no idea they do this for back stuff. He said, "By the way, I'm not posting this for sympathy or any shit like that, but it's actually hilarious how stupid this looks, and you got to laugh at yourself. So here I have multiple ice packs strapped to my head as I had to drill 3 screws into my head to hold me in place while they were working around the spinal nerves, etc. My head's swollen and throbbing like crazy, just posting to pass the time as right now, and probably for another 2, this is my life." Like, have you heard of that shit? Like, they're screwing your fucking head down so you don't move?
Yep. I mean, I don't know that he was he awake during that? I don't think so. So
no, you can't be.
But no, so I think they just totally isolate that spinal, you know, thing with, and they hook your head up to some shit, like some sort of, probably like hang you. They like a coat from your head, and then it's like perfect. And then the guy's working. That's why it hurts so bad. He was hanging from his head for like 2 hours.
Like,
yeah.
A couple rivets.
This skull is thick. You know, you could stick some shit into it. I mean, that's I wouldn't like it if it stuck shit into my skull, but fuck.
No. Well, hopefully he gets some relief there. Backs are no joke.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
Venom Page and Carlos Condit had a little grappling match over the weekend. Here's a little video from that. If I can play. Oh, there we go. Here they are kind of doing their thing. Condit, you know, it's grappling. It's a little less exciting than MMA, but there it is. That's all there was. Condit did not win. Page
yeah,
won.
I was surprised by that, but maybe it's because MVP is still active.
Could be. I mean, big difference, you know, yeah, in that for sure.
And younger, you know, fucking Condit's what, 40 and I think 3 years removed from MMA. Yep.
Yeah.
But prime versus prime, Condit would have mauled him in that.
I think so too.
And then we'll switch over to Mike Tyson. I think that fight's happening in a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like November,
he was talking,
15th or something, right?
Yeah, mid November. Mike was talking. What did he say here? He's saying his second personality, Iron Mike, has returned. He said, "I'm always careful when that guy comes out. Every time I drink or get ready to fight, and Iron Mike returns, I break out in handcuffs. Unfortunately, I have to fight and be that guy. I wish I could stop that guy. That guy haunts me. I wish I could stop that guy. I wish that guy died, but he's here again." And like, we saw that. Yeah. He did. I've seen him on Rogan's podcast a couple times. And the first time he was super chill and mellow. And then the next time he was on, it was when he was going to fight Roy Jones Jr. And he fucking completely switched. And I think that was the podcast that Rogan said, "I need a bigger desk because this motherfucker is too close to me." So then he widened the desk so he could have the guests a little farther away from him.
Yeah.
He's like, that guy was fucking terrifying. That's what I don't think Jake Paul understands. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if he's so old. I know age is going to make a difference, but there's just too much skill involved there. And this psycho that you're unlocking again. It's terrifying, man.
Yeah. I feel like at the end, Mike didn't have control of that person. And that I hope that that's not the case now. Cause you know, I hope he's got some control. Cause yeah, he just seems like enraged when he's like that, just ready to murder people.
Yeah, because I forgot who his trainer was when he was young, but he was basically hypnotizing him into being a fucking killer.
Yeah,
and that's just how you get to pain. You're
eating your children. That's how you get to
yes.
that.
Yes,
that's exactly.
And all the crazy shit he was saying, like, oh, yeah. Fucking blah blah blah. I think he believed that.
I think he meant it, and I think he was scary. And I would never ever get in a ring with that guy for any amount of money. No, thank you.
I would, but you know, it's not going to work out in your favor. It's just a matter of when are you going to get KO'd? Hopefully, probably sooner rather than later, because then you take less damage. But anyway. Yeah. What else is going on?
Should we do a little sponsor action real quick?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I got it. I always forget this one. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
And Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in chewable form. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared direct, shipped to your door. Best part, it's all done on the internet, so you have to wait nowhere. You know, you just get it shipped right to your door. You can take them anytime, any day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
That's right. And Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's their mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Fantabulous.
And once again, I almost forgot about that ad. So thank you.
That's okay. I got you. I got you. Let's see what else do I have. All right. Dun, dun, dun. It's time for today's UFC in five game, where we give clues to Matt slowly, and then he starts guessing who the fighter may or may not
very
be.
Very slowly.
Best performance so far in this game has been three. Last week, we didn't like what happened.
Right.
Like, fuck this. And we just
forfeited.
We blew it all up. So are you ready, Matt?
Sure. I was just going to say, fuck Michael Johnson.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anyway. Here we go. Middleweight and light heavyweight.
Oh, I'll try again. Rich Franklin.
Rich Franklin. Let's see if we're correct. You nailed it on the first try.
What's up, bitches?
You redeemed yourself. That's amazing. All right, perfect. I don't know. You win a prize, but there.
I feel like I cheated death or something.
Little like celebration thing happened on my.
Yeah, I'll add sparkles or something. Sprinkle some crack rocks on myself.
Yeah. So nice work.
Good. Now I feel like the pressure's off.
Okay.
Redeemed.
Relax. I got knockouts left and then some knowledge. So
I'll do one more and we'll just hit some knockouts, and I got a couple other after that. So Khabib was saying he will not come back to the UFC for any price after Dana White offered him $100 million. Khabib said, in Russia, if people have little things, they're happy. People do not make $5,000 or $10,000 a month. Where I am from, Dagestan, we don't need much. Dana was asking me, bro, why didn't you ever ask me how much I was going to pay you to come back? Doesn't matter if you want $100 million. I don't care. You know why? Because I'm from Dagestan and we are traditional. Talking to our mothers is everything to us. I don't want to play political games. I just want to help people, inspire people, spend time with my family, with my mother, with my children, and just be a good person. That's my goal. So what do you make of all that?
I mean, he's a man of values. But I think if he offered $100 million to that man, he would definitely fight.
Well, I think you could do a lot of good with it. Like, if you want to help people.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think he seems pretty noble. I mean, humble guy.
I forgot what was happening. Didn't he have all these issues in Russia? They were taking his money or something? Pay the piper?
Yeah. I think they tend to do that to people.
Yeah.
That's a thing over there.
It is.
Why America. Yeah.
That's why Fedor had to
taxes, not all of our money.
Not our cock and balls.
Yeah.
Never. All right, let's do some KOs. We got.
Okay, let's see. KO, our first number one KO is a boxing KO. Let me try to share this. And here we go. Look at that. Sucker.
Oof. You walk into right that one.
Oh, that hook or uppercut. Sorry.
Uppercut, yeah.
Yeah. And then do you want me to do my other one too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This one's even more fun, I think. Bear with me. Just freaking Zoom. There we go. And boom. Walked right into a knee. Look at that head. Good Lord. And it's. Sorry, one more time.
It'll be all right.
I don't know. Totally. When you watch these replays, it's almost like I didn't know the human head could snap like that. It's crazy. Our bodies are pretty pliable, mostly.
Sometimes. Yeah, well, I think the one of the biggest ones is that Ngannou uppercut on Overeem. His head snapped so far back, as Mario Ronaldo would say, he snapped his head back like a Pez dispenser. Like, thanks, Mario, fuck. I have a weird knockout or a finish. I've never seen this one before. So here we go.
I'm ready.
It's a double axe handle. Like he's a Viking.
He Viking KO'd him to the liver. That's crazy.
Let me see how much air he... Oh, see?
He's like flying. He needs to put on a poster.
Seriously. Pretty That's epic. Like the Michael Jordan, like the fucking airman.
Yeah.
And I probably have to blur this one out, but there was a Superman punch in college football.
What?
Yes. Guy comes launching in to knock the ball out, but punches the guy in the face. I think he gets the ball too after the fact.
Is he allowed to do that? I don't think so.
I don't know. I kind of
enjoy you didn't KO him?
Oh, he broke his hand for sure. You can't punch that face mask. That hurts.
Ouch.
And
just judge it, apparently.
Yeah. I wish I could do sound. Some maniac decided to put Legos all over a heavy bag and do some work.
With bare hands?
Oh,
oh God.
You know what that feels like. Oh, we've gone shin to shin, like fucking kicking, and it hurts, even at low power.
Ugh, that looks painful. What a dummy.
That's a pass, hard pass.
Yeah, no thanks.
Stop sure.
God, you've stepped on a Lego before? It's like death.
Yeah, everything. Anything that you fuck up with a Lego does not feel pleasant.
No, those things are indestructible.
I think I've got 3 Halloween costumes. Let's start with MMA fighters in their Halloween costumes. Let's start with Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
No sound.
Oh, wow. He looks official.
Yeah. He's going through the town. Surprisingly, not getting shot with running around with a gun. So we have him.
He's pretty solid.
And then we have Kay Hansen. She's UPS delivery driver. Saying hello, everyone. Paige Van Zandt, I don't know what she's doing. She's getting down with a bloody knife, making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And Elle Brooke is to infinity and beyond. Boxer.
Wow.
Making things happen. Take us right into Knowledge. What do you got for Knowledge?
This one comes via Joe Rogan's Instagram. This freaked me out, and I think I agree with him. Joe says, AI is magic that we're just not ready for. Check this out. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is, like, crazy how realistic this looks.
It's and, frightening.
I mean, they got all the people. There's Biden. Going crazy. I wish I could play the music, but I can't.
Yeah.
There's just like they have all the great leaders of the world, and they're, you know, Trump's like lighting it up, Obama. So I don't know. To me, this whole AI thing is kind of freaky because it's in everything. Obviously, the phones are coming out with AI and integration, like Apple has stuff built into it. Like it's all, everything is just, it's wild what they can do now with AI. So
yeah. They're like scanning resumes now for keywords, is what I've been told.
Yep.
To get through the first layer before you actually get to a human.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. And I have like a funhouse thing. I don't know. I like funhouses.
I'm ready.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, damn.
Funhouse, a little air blow, and a concussion. Be careful. Anything can happen at the funhouse.
You took a spill, that's for sure.
Yeah. Down goes the price of beef. On that note, we can shut down.
All right. Well, this has been another week of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.